Took you long enough to get in here. I will forgive you this time. You will need to be far more punctual than this to be my assistant. Don't worry. I'll give you motivation to do your job properly. Don't just stand there, close the door, and come here. Take this. This is a symbol of your servitude. You will be required to wear this black band around your wrist to indicate to myself and to some others that you belong to me. I will be the only one to remove this band from you. Do you understand? Yes, what? Shameful. No manners whatsoever. Another thing I'll have to fix. You will respond to me with yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, in public. In private, you will refer to me as your queen. And you call this standing? Quit slouching. No lowly assistant of mine is going to make me look bad in front of others. How you behave in public is a direct reflection of my ability to handle unruly men like you. You just notice what I've been saying. Did you really think that you were the only man in this office that has ever been in this predicament? Every man and woman out there have been through my personal training by being paraded around as my personal assistant. They all wear my special cuffs hidden underneath the sleeves of their uniforms. They'll never take them off. Their reprogramming has been stuck with them for years, and now it's your turn. But maybe, if you show me that you're more competent than the others, you'll remain my loyal personal assistant forever. Only if you prove yourself. Now for your official rules. Number one, as stated before, only I will be allowed to remove and replace the cuffs on your wrist. Number two, when given a task, you will try your absolute best to complete it. No is not an option. Number three, you will arrive outside of my door 5 minutes before 9 a.m. every single day you work. Number four, do not talk back to me. Sass will be met with an immediate response. Number five, do not speak to me unless I give you explicit permission to do so. It is within my power to alter this list whenever I see fit, according to what I do and do not like about your attitude. This is your first and only warning. If you break any of these rules at any time, I will reprimand you according to the severity of your transgression. From a light smack on your backside to something more intense, it would be in your own best interest to be on your best behavior. I see you have a smirk on your face. Do you find this amusing? Is this funny to you? I agree. Come closer. It's hilarious that you find something so serious this amusing. This is not some cheap office prank on the new guy. Look into my eyes. This is real, and you're trying my patience. When you see this look, you will be on your best behavior. Get on the floor like the dog you are and be silent. Now. I do not have all day. Crawl underneath my desk. You're working there for the next few hours. Or until we fix that attitude of yours. What did I say about speaking? I will need to invest in a proper gag for you. Or keep your mouth glued shut. I will keep that mouth of yours occupied. You're on the clock. Let's start with your training. Before you even attempt to speak, I will educate you on what this means so you don't have to think so hard with that little brain of yours. You will sit in front of me with your head between my legs. Your duty is to make sure I stay in a positive mood to combat this work-related stress. Do you have prior experience in this field? Oh, who am I kidding? You don't. I can tell by how you look that you've never done anything like this before in your life. Do I need to walk you through this? Oh, you do have experience? Then I guess you'll be proving that to me. Let's put you through the test and I'll be the judge of this experience that you talk about. Begin. You have a long day ahead of you. I know you'll like your new position. Eventually. It's not like you have a choice. This reminds me, I need to make a call. Hello. This is Odessa from the Kissimmee branch. Who am I speaking with? Ah, one of her pets. She's always been so greedy. Can never have just one. Is she in the office? Then go fetch her for me, princess. Before I come up there and ask for your mistress to loan you out to me. Winters. Hey, Winters. How are you doing today? I see you've added new playthings to your collection, yeah? The one that just picked up sounded like a twink, correct? Oh, you. You certainly have a type. Well, of course I have a type. I do like my men submissive and quiet. Yes, I do have a new assistant. Oh, yes. He's hard at work at the moment. This one's going to be a lot of fun to reprogram. Hang on a moment. Did I tell you can take a break? I'll lock you between my thighs if I have to. You breathe when I say you can. Ugh, newbies, am I right? They always need the rules re-explained to them. Anyway, tell me about your collection. How many did you acquire this time? Sheesh, how do you have the mental strength to deal with all of them? Ah, you know me. I love to give all my attention to one at a time, then release them into the general population. Speaking of which... don't resist. I've yet to meet a man that doesn't want to be smothered by my thighs. So you want to lick faster now, huh? Winters, I'll have to call you back. Oh, don't look at me like a scared puppy. You're not in trouble. Keep at that exact pace you just did. You're gonna make me come either with your tongue or by me rubbing myself on your face. Now continue.